Current weather conditions for the Boulder area are light snow at 28 degrees with the wind speed out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour. For tomorrow, we're calling for mostly sunny skies with a high of 37 degrees. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 45. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 60. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. And now for the Opera Box.
And my show this week to our old friend John Penman, who passed away. He was an announcer of all different kinds of music. He was on gospel chimes. He just did some of the overnight shifts at different times. And he did the classical music programs. He never did the opera show because that's more recent. But we thought it would be nice to remember him. I was always struck by every time John Penman heard me play something especially beautiful, because I did play opera a pretty fair amount even before the Opera Box program, that he would call me or he would come walking in and say, "Oh, that's so beautiful," and he put his hand over his heart. And so we're going to hear beautiful music about love, his favorite subject, and every opera's favorite subject. In fact, today we're going to take it one step further and not just have the glorious love duets as Ron Adell had last week on Opera Box, but this week, love and death. And they have been very strongly associated for a long time in the history of music and the history of culture, going all the way back to the ancient Greek myths from which many operas were inspired, actually. Handel's Acis and Galatea is a really great example of that from the early 1700s. This was one of his first English language operas, or actually technically called a mask, but it certainly is an opera by any understanding that we have today. Acis and Galatea are in love with one another very, very deeply, but Acis is murdered by someone else who wants Galatea for himself. And as he is bleeding to death, has a very, very tragic ending, but the blood flowing from the slain Acis is transformed, because of a prayer to the gods, into a sparkling stream in the aria "Heart, the Seat of Soft Delight," as Acis himself, with wreathed brow, joins the company of Olympus, and the final chorus eventually counsels, "Galatea, dry thy tears. The river Acis is still part of their world." Let's listen to Julian Baird as Galatea, Frederick Urey as Acis. Valentin Radu is conducting the Amadeus Ensemble in the final death and transfiguration scene from Handel's Acis and Galatea.
Thank you. 'Tis done. Thus I exert my power divine. Be thou immortal, though thou art not mine. Thank you.
where Asus turns into a river after being murdered by one of his rivals for the love of Galatea. Julianne Baird sang the role of Galatea, and Frederick Urey was our Asus with Valentin Radu and the Amadeus Ensemble. 7:14 is our time. I'm Chris Moore, hosting Opera Box this evening, Love and Death. That's because it's kind of the end of the Valentine's Day season, and we thought we would just enjoy a little bit more music that really focuses on love. Hamlet and Ophelia, another great example here, a Shakespearean example, of course, and Ophelia, when she dies and there's funeral music for her near the end of the opera, it's just pure tragedy. This is Ambroise Thomas. Thomas Hampson, June Anderson, Samuel Ramey, and our own Denise Graves from here in Denver, Colorado, Gregory Kunde, and others with the Ambrosian Singers and the London Philharmonic, conducted by Antonio de Almeida. Let's hear the funeral scene now from the end of Hamlet.
Thank you.
Final scene of Hamlet by Ambroise Thomas. Thomas Hampson, June Anderson, Samuel Ramey, Denise Graves, Gregory Kunda in this performance with the Ambrosian Singers, the London Philharmonic, and Antonio de Almeida conducting. 7:23 is our time. 27 degrees is our temperature. A little bit icy on some of the roads out there, so do drive carefully tonight. And there's a 30% chance of snow continuing in the Denver metro area and Boulder this evening, so watch out for that as well. Low tonight expected to be about 16 degrees, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of about 35 and a low of 19, and then it picks up on Wednesday, and no more snow shoveling after tomorrow morning is kind of my expectation and my hope. Love and death, two of the favorite themes of operas, which we are enjoying tonight in a perverse sort of way on our Opera Box program here on KGNU. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to jump now to Aida and the final scene of Act 4 of Aida after Radames has betrayed his army, of his Egyptian army, and is basically being put into an underground place where he's just going to slowly suffocate, because he'll run out of oxygen and then just die. And that's the punishment that has been meted out to him. What he doesn't know is that his beloved Aida has sneaked into that same chamber, and the two of them will slowly die together. A perfect love-death scene from Verdi's grandest opera, written, it had been hoped to be written for the opening of the Suez Canal. I think it may have been delayed from that opening, but it goes back to the late 1800s, one of his later operas. And this is a performance where we will hear Radames sung by Luciano Pavarotti, the high priest Ramphis will be sung by Pata Burchalundas, and we are going to hear Aida sung by Maria Chiara. This is Lauren Mazel conducting in the La Scala Orchestra and Chorus.
Al piede Una larva, una visione, no, forma umana questa, è l'aida.
Tutto è finito sulla terra.
Final scene of Verdi's Aida, a wonderful love-death duet there. O terra addio, O earth farewell. A duet sung by Radames and his lover Aida, who he's not supposed to love, of course. 7:36 is our time here on KGNU. I'd like to let you know about some of the operatic events that you can see mostly along the Front Range, somewhere between Colorado Springs and up in Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins area. Speaking of Fort Collins, the Singer of the Year annual competition makes its return for its 11th year on Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Oregon Recital Hall at the University Center for the Arts at 1400 Remington Street. Tickets are free, so head up to CSU and check that out if you'd like. Rocky Mountain PBS on television, Channel 6 in Denver, telecasts the Met production of Bizet's Carmen on Sunday, February 22nd at 1 p.m. And the Met Opera is also syndicasting in the theaters for money Rossini's La Donna del Lago with Joyce DiDonato and Juan Diego Flores on Saturday, March 14th. Teatro Lirico Europa is presenting Puccini's La Boheme on Wednesday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Villar Performing Arts Center in Beaver Creek. I played some excerpts from some music of Borodin from one of his operas, and that's the music that you'll also hear in Kismet, a very, very beautiful musical that I've never heard live. I've certainly heard the songs, and you have too. Kismet is a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical written by Wright and Forrest, and Loveland Opera Theater is putting it on at the Rialto Theater this weekend, Friday, February 20th, Saturday the 21st at 7:30 p.m., Sunday the 22nd of February at 2:30 p.m. And this is going to include Benjamin Wood, Lindsay French, Seneca Klee, Bonnie McIntyre, Robert Hawke, and others at the Rialto Theater Center box office. That's where you'll want to get your tickets. Loveland Opera Theater also presents Adventures in Operaland, a 90-minute narrated production with piano accompaniment with scenes from operas, operettas, and musicals, offering the audience a glimpse behind the scenes of how opera is produced. The Colorado Springs Philharmonic presents a semi-staged concert production of Tosca. Did some of you get to see that with the Colorado Symphony, by the way? A different one, of course. This one is with Joseph Caballé-Dominique conducting. Martil Roland is the director with Artists of the Opera Theater of the Rockies. So you want to check that out. Going back up to Fort Collins, Arias at Avos on Sunday, February 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. And that's going to be Opera on the Go with Central City Opera Ensemble artists. The Denver Lyric Opera Guild's competition for Colorado singers, the preliminary, begins at 9 a.m. on Saturday, February 28th at Bethany Lutheran Church, and the final competition at 1 p.m. March 21st at the same location. As part of Opera Colorado's world premiere of Lori Laitman's The Scarlet Letter next year in 2016, the company commissioned her to write a one-hour touring version of the full-length opera. A concert reading of this version is to be presented on Sunday, March 8th at 2 p.m. in the loft at the Ellie Calkins Opera House. $10 tickets at Eventbrite or call 303-468-2030. And the Ars Nova Singers, if you want to go to the Planetarium, Out of This World, A Choral Odyssey, performances at Fisk Planetarium at CU Boulder on Saturday, February 21st at 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., and on Sunday the 22nd at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. A little cultural pick I would toss in there as well. We have been celebrating the tail end of the Valentine's Day weekend with music that is about love and death. And you can't get any more explicit than the connection between love and death in opera than in Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. We are going to hear the Liebestod, which means the love death. There you go. The final scene from the five-hour opera, Tristan und Isolde, the theme of which is that if you were to love without any barriers at all, if your heart were to just burst open in love with no holding back in any way, shape, or form, it would literally kill you. Simply the act of love itself, not being stabbed to death or not being caught or buried alive or any of the other things that happen in other operas. In this opera, both Tristan and Isolde die just because they love. Chris Ludwig singing the Liebestode from Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, the love-death scene that ends that five-hour opera. 7:48 is our time. Richard Wagner was a believer in, to a degree, in some of the Eastern mystical ideas of the cycle of death and rebirth. But unlike the Buddhists, who believed that one escapes the cycle of death and rebirth through non-attachment, through enlightenment, nevertheless, he believed in it, but in his case, he thought that men could escape that cycle through the voluntary sacrifice of a woman. And presumably the woman gets to go along and enjoy her redemption as well at the same time. We see this in this opera, Tristan and Isolde. We see it in one of his earlier operas, The Flying Dutchman. And in one of his last operas, we see it again in the very famous immolation scene of Brunhilde's in Götterdämmerung. This is a four-night-long opera cycle, The Ring of the Nibelung, and the fourth and final of these is the end of the world. It's the whole world goes up in flames, and Brunhilde leaps into those flames and causes them to go up to the castle of the gods and bring them crashing down onto earth. It's quite the scene. It's hard to describe the intensity of it. And we're going to hear that final scene now, a woman's voluntary sacrifice, and of course her physical death as well, as her highest expression of love in Wagner's ideology. A show I'm dedicating to John Pedman, actually. This show and the show to follow are the great lover of love music, John Pedman, who was on the air at KGNU for many years before his sudden passing a few years ago. And I know he would have loved hearing Birgit Nilsson singing that immolation scene from Wagner's Götterdämmerung, the end of The Ring of the Nibelung, where not only does she immolate herself out of love, but she brings about the burning of the whole world and the end of the world as we know it. And that brings us officially to the end of our Opera Box program at 8:01. We are KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz. Well, I said officially because I thought I would do something unofficial, and it's the kind of thing I don't generally do, but John Pedman did it, and I thought I would sneak it in too as well. Let's kind of unofficially end our opera program with the final song from Forever Plaid. These are four dead singers. This is a Broadway musical, who actually die on a bus on their way to a gig. And I guess a bus runs them over and kills them, something like that. A bunch of girls are on their way to see the Beatles performing with the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. But because of a hole in the ozone layer, their spirits are able to come back and sing for us once again in that kind of guy group sort of way. Let's hear the final song from Forever Plaid, dedicated to John Pedman, Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
And the world stood still.